After a 1 hour plus weather delay, the rest of tonight's action has been postponed until tomorrow due to severe thunderstorms here in the Des Moines area. I'm Nick Brinks. This state track update is brought to you by Pranger's Slumberland, All Strings Attached, Puck Custom Enterprises, and Roselle Mutual Insurance. We had one local event left today, two overall. The 1A girls shuttle hurdle and the 4A girls shuttle hurdle prelims were supposed to get underway at 7:40. We were ready for the Glidden-Ralston girls, Emma Honish, Jenna Clucky, Hannah Whitver, and Tiana Jansen. They were about to get ready to run, and then the storms rolled in. They will now run sometime tomorrow. No word on when. Let's run through all of today's results, and then that will wrap it up for our day one coverage of State Track here in Des Moines. Let's head back to 9 o'clock this morning. Ashley Unken of Carroll finished 6th in the 3A girls discus. Tori Feldman of Carroll finished 18th overall in the 3A boys high jump. In class 2A boys long jump, Kyle Berg of Kemper finished 6th overall. 2A boys 3200 meter run final, Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun. Nice effort for him. He finished 4th. Jade Ridgely of South Central Calhoun and Mallory Bating of Kemper each performed in the 2A girls 200 meter prelims. Jade Ridgely, she finished 8th overall and qualified for Saturday's final at 155. Mallory Bating of Kemper, she finished 20th overall and did not qualify for the final. The 3A girls high jump, Taylor Moore of Carroll, she finished 11th. Chase Gladden of Carroll in the 3A boys discus, he finished 13th. Class 2A girls long jump, Mallory Bating of Kemper, she finished 5th. Same event, Kaylin Ridgely of South Central Calhoun, she finished 7th. Class 2A girls 100 meter prelims, Jade Ridgely, she finished 10th overall, just missing out on Saturday's final. Jade Ridgely also performed in the 2A girls 400 meter final. She finished 17th in that event. Class 3A girls 400 meter finals, Carroll's Kennedy Lean, she finished 12th overall. In the boys 2A shuttle hurdle prelims, South Central Calhoun, that was a foursome of Mason Merkley, Cole Corey, Aiden Toms, and Josh Van Holzen. They qualified for Saturday's final at 12:15 with a 5th place finish overall, a time just over 1:01. In the 1A girls shot put, Melissa Deist of Audubon, she made it to the finals and finished 5th. Emily Hinners of Arweva, she finished 17th in that event. Jaden Smith of Arweva finished 10th in that event. 1A boys long jump, Drew Shirky of Arweva, he finished 5th overall, made it to the finals, finished 5th. Skylar Schultes of Audubon, he finished 15th. In class 1A, boys shuttle hurdle prelims, Audubon came in as a potential favorite, but they ran into an issue with the hurdles. They tripped, and one of the runners actually went underneath the hurdle. They were DQ'd. Arweva, same event, they finished 18th. One page to go, front and back. 1A girls 3,000 meter final, Grace Slater of Audubon, she finished 17th. 1A boys 3,200 meter final, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning, he finished 17th. 1A girls 200 meter prelim, Abigail Zeiger of Audubon, she finished 23rd. Class 1A girls long jump, Leslie Luft of Arweva, she finished 7th after making it to the final. Class 1A girls 4x800 final, Audubon and IKM Manning both ran in section 1. Audubon, that's Hannah Tigeson, Aaliyah Hermanson, Abigail Zeiger, and Grace Slater. They finished 20th. IKM Manning, that's Bianca Cadwell, Macy Doyle, McKenna Mullen, and Emma Bierman. They finished 23rd. 1A boys 4x800 meter final, IKM Manning, the best effort of the day for any of our local teams. Nathan Blankman, Adam Grun, Alex Lingle, Parker Behrens, they finished 2nd overall. With a school record, they beat the old record by 10 seconds with an 8:13.39. Almost to the end here, 1A girls 100 meter prelim, Alexa Ahrenholtz of IKM Manning finished 20th overall in that event. 1A boys 400 meter final, Alex Lingle of IKM Manning, he finished 23rd. And the final event for today that did not happen because of the weather coming at a terrible time, Glidden-Ralston with Emma Honish, Jenna Clucky, Hannah Whitver, and Tiana Jansen, they were set to run in that girls 1A shuttle hurdle prelim at 7:40, but just before 7:30, a thunderstorm rolled through, and that same thunderstorm has grown into a much bigger thunderstorm. So those are the results from today. I just gave you finishing positions. You can find all of the official times and throws and jumps, distances, all that fun stuff at the website carrollbroadcasting.com on the sports page. This update has been brought to you by Kitchen Concepts, Remsburg Service, Kemper High School, and Mackey Motors. Again, big thanks to Mackey Motors for providing all of our online coverage today. You can find the results from today, tomorrow, and Saturday's schedules all at carrollbroadcasting.com. And we will do the same thing for you tomorrow with online updates and updates on the air throughout the day on our family of stations, KCIM, KKRL, and KICK 106.7. That will wrap it up for day number one of State Track. We almost got through everything before Mother Nature intervened. We'll pick it up where we left off tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Nick Brinks saying so long on this Thursday from Drake Stadium in Des Moines.